Tommy Girl is a female bobcat, born approximately October 1st, 2011, arrived March 6th, 2012. On March 5th, we got a call from the Florida Wildlife Commission asking if we could help a blind bobcat that had been reported by the manager of the Cemex mine. His name is Tommy, and he loves the wildlife that calls this land a sanctuary. He knew there was something desperately wrong with this little kitten from the first day he saw her, which was about 2 weeks before. We made arrangements to drive up to the mine on March 6th to set a humane trap because the kitten had not been seen since February 27th. Jamie and I drove up with a trap, nets, carrier, and bait for 4 days, and Tommy Diener agreed to check and set the trap daily. On the way to Center Hill, Tommy texted that the bobcat was in sight and that he had caught some fish for her and was feeding her. Jamie texted back to stop because traffic had us running a half hour late. Since there was no way to get a fish away from a starving bobcat, Tommy improvised and got a box out of the trash to trap her in. When Jamie and I drove up, we were waved to the scene by Cemex staff. When we saw the box, we were thrilled at the prospect of not having to chase a bobcat all over the place. The problem was that the box didn't have a bottom. We slid a piece of plywood under the box, like you would pick up a spider with a cup and cardboard, per Jamie, and then put the whole thing in the van. The plan was to shift her from the box to the carrier inside the van, so that if the bobcat escaped, she was at least trapped in the van with us. Well, that part wasn't very appealing, but it was better than the risk of losing her and having her starve to death. If you have never seen Jamie net a cat, you haven't seen art in motion. Quicker than a blink, she had her in the net and backed up to the carrier door. Since she really couldn't see well enough to put up much of a fight, we got her in the carrier pretty neatly. She growled for a while, but the belly full of fish and the swaying motion of the van for an hour and a half put her right to sleep. She was suffering from starvation, blindness, and parasite, and was so badly debilitated that she never will be a candidate for release. She has very limited, if any, sight, so she will spend the rest of her life at Big Cat Rescue.